And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. Authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody and no additional details have been released yet. And in Huron County District Court, Friday, May 8th, 2026, Mark Joseph Zyla waived his right to a preliminary examination in four different felony cases. Three counts individually, each one for delivery of methamphetamine. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rutkowski, had offered a plea deal. Under the offer, Zyla would plead guilty to charges in cases 207, 208, and 209, including habitual offender third offense designations. The prosecution agreed not to seek consecutive sentencing or further habitual offender notices and would dismiss case number 26199FY. Zyla would pay full restitution for controlled buys. Defense attorney Michelle Siv confirmed Zyla's waiver. The court found Zyla's waiver to be knowing, voluntary, and understanding. However, he did not accept the plea offer at this time. His attorney said that she hopes to continue negotiating on the offer. And Zyla is now bound over to the circuit court for arraignment on Monday, June 1st at 9 a.m. Bond conditions will continue to remain unchanged. And State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across the 98th House District to attend a series of in-person office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker will provide updates on current work in Lansing and take questions directly from constituents during three scheduled stops in the Thumb. The first meeting is set for May 18th, which is a Monday, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Marlette Township Hall. Additional sessions will take place Friday, May 29th, starting from 9 to 10 a.m. at Huron County Memorial Airport, followed by an 11 a.m. to noon stop at Sandusky Airport. Alexander says discussions will include progress on the state budget and efforts aimed at lowering costs for families and workers in the region. No appointments are required to attend. Residents who cannot make it in person can contact the representative's office by phone or email for assistance as well. And we'll be right back after this Mother's Day message from Russ Servants.
On this Mother's Day, we celebrate the women who raised us, guided us, and stood beside us. But being a mother isn't always about biology. Sometimes the strongest motherly love comes from someone who simply chose to care. For a child who's been abused, neglected, or abandoned, the word mother can belong to a grandmother, an aunt, a foster parent, a neighbor, a teacher, or anyone who stepped in when love was needed most. Blood may make a family, but compassion builds a home. A young person who's been hurt or left behind never forgets the person who listened, protected them, encouraged them, or simply made them feel safe. In many cases, that person becomes mom, in every way that truly matters. So today, we not only honor mothers by birth, but mothers by heart. The women whose kindness changed a child's life forever. Happy Mother's Day.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.